You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7.
All right, Tammy, the name of the game is Wrong is Right. It's exactly what it implies. We've got four questions, and if you answer all four incorrectly, then you will win, okay?
Okay, let's try it.
Okay. Question number one. What magazine did Hugh Hefner found?
Oh, Playgirl.
Playgirl.
That's wrong, so it's right.
Again, wrong is right.
Very
Tammy
good.
Scared me for a second there.
I know.
But she came through. All right, Tammy, question number two. What color is a ruby?
Yellow.
Ooh, very good. Very good.
It's known as the jaundiced stone, yes. I think, in certain circles.
Where do you wear a beret?
On my foot.
Yes, it looks really good there. Hard to walk, but it looks
good.
In
fact, not too many people know this because they don't take French a lot in school, but beret is French for sock.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people don't realize
that. We learn something new every day.
Tammy, this is for the big prize. What type of food makes Popeye strong? Wrong is right.
Steak and potatoes.
Steak and potatoes.
Very nice. Well, congratulations. You and a guest are going to be our guest here at the studios Thursday afternoon for that little acoustic performance with High Valley.
Hi, thank you.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
It's moments like this interview with People Magazine where Amal Clooney, George Clooney's wife, has to come to the vivid realization that she is married to a Kentucky redneck. And let's keep in mind, Amal Clooney is a very attractive woman. She is...
Isn't she an attorney?
An international attorney. Multilingual, very smart, classy lady. This is the man she married. George Clooney tells People Magazine that he's teaching his twins dirty tricks and funny jokes. You know, there's the peanut butter on the tennis shoe move. You walk into a party with peanut butter on your tennis shoe, and you look around and ask anybody if it smells like crap. Then you reach down and you actually taste the peanut butter off your shoe with your finger. That'll really get to people. That's a rough one. Mm. Amal, you're welcome.
How old is he? That's the behavior of a 9-year-old.
But I think that she probably has the reaction that Debbie has had, I don't know, over under 40 times since our son was born. And that is that look of, oh my God, I wish you hadn't taught him. I wish you hadn't taught her.
Yeah, I know you're his father. Do you really have to be around him so much?
Ladies, what did your husband teach the kids that you really wish he hadn't?
Hmm.
What has your husband taught the children that you're like, God, I wish he hadn't done that? Maybe it's the peanut butter on the tennis shoe tray. 704-570-1037, 800-522-9762.
Hey, I just heard the what has your husband taught your kids?
That you really wish he hadn't, yes.
Yes. Okay, so we have a 7-month-old boy. We have 3 girls, and this is the first and only boy. And my husband has taught him to growl. So every Sunday in the middle of church, my little boy is sitting in the congregation roaring and growling the whole time. He says that it's a little boy and he needs the testosterone. He has the testosterone, so he needs to growl to release it.
I guess because they're outnumbered in the house.
Yes.
I like the notion of growling for Jesus to release testosterone.
You were talking about the things your husbands had taught your children.
That you really wish he hadn't, yes.
Yes. Well, it wasn't actually my husband. It was my father. Her grandfather taught her how to spit. My daughter how to spit. And then she grows up and joins the Navy.
Well, there's nothing wrong with serving your country.
No, no, no. That's wonderful. But she got a citation from her captain for spitting while in line.
Old habits die hard, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Did it at least say that she spat like a lady?
No, no. She, well, we're Kentucky rednecks too.
Take pride in your spitting.
Yes, yes.
By God, if you're going to spit, you spit.
Make the family proud.
This just in from my cousin's husband, who doesn't really take credit for this, but I like the statement nonetheless. He mentions his son's name, and he's apparently learned he can just pee anywhere he wants. Just ask the people eating their turkey legs last weekend at the Renaissance Festival. Wonder where he learned that. Mom, what has Dad taught the kids that you really wish he hadn't?
Yeah, well, it wasn't my husband. It was my boyfriend's little brother, who's 17, has taught my one-year-old how to say, oh, about everything.
Yes, what Dad taught the child.
That you really wish Dad had not.
Oh, yes. Take your hand and put it under your arm and pump your arm and make it sound like you're farting.
How old was your child when Dad taught him this great skill?
I guess he was about 6.
Yep, that's a good age
to
teach
that. That's a skill that'll last a lifetime.
Yeah,
too.
That's a gift that keeps on giving.
It was always better in the summer because you were sweating.
That's a helpful hint I did not know.
I think what I love most about doing this show, it's the teachable moments.
Yeah, that comes from years of experience of doing these things, so I'm glad to know.
George Clooney tells People magazine that he's teaching his twins dirty tricks, which has to please his uber-classy international lawyer wife to no end. Quote, the peanut butter on the tennis shoe move. You walk into a party with peanut butter on your tennis shoe. You look around and ask anybody if it smells like crap. Then you reach down and actually taste the peanut butter off your tennis shoe with a finger.
Where did George Clooney learn this?
The hills of Kentucky, where George Clooney grew up, I'm guessing. Hi.
Yeah, what has my husband taught my child that I wish he wouldn't have?
Yes.
Okay, she's 17 months old, a little girl. Keep that in mind as I continue. He has taught her to burp on command and to pass gas on command.
Wow.
So she can, if you say, do you have to burp? She'll fake burp. She puts her head down, makes a big double chin, and just lets it rip. And then if you say, do you have to toot? She will grunt as hard as she possibly can until she gets one out. So if I had a son, I might find that entertaining, but because I have a sweet little girl with big bows in her hair, it's not that funny.
More music.
It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personality.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie,
my best friend is Ben Affleck,
are looking for the smartest person in the QC. For the record, it's a little funny.
Darn funny to us. I've got to tell you, that's one of the best laughs I've had all day. Over the 10-year lifespan of one of these, it will need to be repaired on average 3 times. What is it?
That's a lot of thinking, Jan. Over the 10-year lifespan of one of these, it will need to be repaired on average 3 times. What are we talking about here? Once again, the hunt is on. Looking for the smartest person in the QC.
You got an answer?
Over the 10 years lifespan of just one of these, it'll need to be repaired on average 3 times. What?
Would it be a clothes dryer?
A clothes dryer. Tell you what, those dang things better last longer than 10 years.
Yeah, for what you pay for them?
Is the answer a refrigerator?
Let's just go on record now. Every major appliance you buy better last longer than 10 years.
Well, they used to. I don't know if they do anymore.
With what you're being charged for them, they better last longer than 10 years. Do you remember the first major appliances that we bought?
Washer and dryer.
We were so proud of them, we left them sitting in the living room for 2 days.
Yeah, they were
like furniture. It was fantastic.
Sure.
Hi, I'm calling for the smartest person.
Yes, over the 10-year lifespan of one of these, it will need to be repaired on average 3 times. What is it?
A car.
Thanks.
I wish I could have a year where my car only need to be repaired 3 times.
Hi, I'm calling to answer the question.
What do you think?
Is it a car?
not it.
Thank you, though.
Yes, is it an AC unit?
An AC unit. Not it.
Hey, do you have an answer yet?
No, sir. Over the 10-year lifespan of one of these, it will need to be repaired on average 3 times. What?
I'm thinking of marriage. Oh, man.
And it's that fourth one. Well, that just does you in every time.
Yeah, it's got to stick the super glue in there and hope it holds.
All right, I got a good hand. You use one of these all the time, but I doubt anyone owns one.
No, it's not something you would have at your house.
No, but you use one all the time, yes?
Yep, at least once a week.
Smartest person in the QC?
Yeah, is it a bridge?
A bridge!
Good guess.
That is a real good guess. Thanks.
Yes, I had a guess for the question.
Yeah, over the 10-year lifespan of one of these, it will need to be repaired on average 3 times. Chances are you do not own one, but you use one. Debbie thinks at least once a week. What?
A gas pump?
Ooh, another great guess.
Darn.
But that is not it. Chances are you don't own one. You're going to use one once a week, and it has wheels. Smartest person in the QC?
Hey, did you find the answer?
No, ma'am. Over the 10-year lifespan of one of these, it'll need to be repaired on average 3 times. Chances are you don't own one. You're going to use one once a week, and it has wheels. What are we talking about?
Oh, it has wheels. An ATM?
An ATM with wheels. You just don't see them very often. Yeah, the mobile ATM.
Unfortunately, I would love to roll one into my house, but no.
No, that's not it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Is the answer you're looking for a shopping cart?
That is it right there. Yeah, a shopping cart's wheels, a buggy's wheels, need to be replaced 3 times in the 10-year lifespan. Who is this?
This is Amy.
Amy, step into the spotlight. Tell us what we need to hear.
I'm the smartest person in the QC.
Charlie and Debbie.
I love it. You guys are great.
The new 1037. This is Other News.
Brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma. Get knowing.
When you gotta go, you gotta go. And apparently French President Macron's dog recently had to go while his new owner was in a government meeting with cameras rolling. Nemo, who is a new rescue dog for the Macron family, is getting acclimated to his luxury surroundings. While his new master met with French government officials and with cameras rolling, Nemo simply walked up to the palace fireplace and wee-weed in full sight of all who were there and those watching from home. Boy, how boring must French TV be when you're watching the president meet with his government officials
at home?
And
better yet, watching his dog do that.
Now, I'd be all in for that. When the president realized that his black lab, Griffin Cross dog, that's a big dog, had just peed all over the iconic fireplace, he told the ministers in the room that his dog was doing something quite exceptional.
It really puts everything in place. And you think you've got a fancy palace with a fancy fireplace. I'm just going to show you what I think of it.
Yeah.
This is how I show you who's boss.
That's right. He's got stains in the carpet he needs to clean up too. And this is my favorite story of the day, bar none. Travel and Leisure magazine. So this is not some tabloid claim. Travel and Leisure is a legit magazine, kids. Travel and Leisure magazine claims Queen Elizabeth owns a McDonald's. It's located 80 miles outside of London. That's funny enough. Proceeds go to the UK Treasury and to the Crown. Queen Elizabeth has most likely never visited her restaurant, however, because she prefers eating cereal and snacks out of Tupperware containers.
Really? Like a toddler in a little booster seat in the back of the royal vehicle. She's eating her Cheerios.
Oh, someone give the queen honey nut Cheerios.
I can just picture her playing Monopoly and crossing around the board and landing on something called McDonald's on the Monopoly board and saying, I want to buy it.
It just occurred to me why William and Kate's son always had, George always has that pissed off look on his face. Granny swiping his Cheerios. Get out of my booster seat and keep your hands out of my honey nut, Tuts!
I love you guys!
Charlie and Debbie, the new 1037.